Hello again, everyone. It's Kaz Beal, and this is Casual Conversations, where we talk to people who are very important to our world. It's also an audio podcast now. We can listen on iHeart, Apple, Spotify, wherever fine podcasts are heard. But if you want to see what we look like, there's a link there also to see how our guest and I look like. And we're both very nice, handsome gentlemen. So our very special guest is the executive producer of the New Jersey Festival of Ballooning, which is the actual title, Howard Freeman. How are you, Howard?
Good to see you again, Kaz. Every time I see you, I know the festival is coming. We're 106 days out, so it's getting exciting now that the weather's warming up.
Yeah, it is. I noticed that when I looked up some information, you have a latest title you added to yourself, DHA. What is that about?
Actually, I've had that for a while. It has to do with my Jewish mother always wanting me to be a doctor. So that would be a doctor of hot air.
Doctor of hot air.
I'm the only person in the world with that title. And I either got it Harvard, Yale, discotheque, what's the matter, you, or the Sorbonne. At this point in my life, I'm confused where I got it from.
But this is the good kind of hot air, the kind that entertains you and makes you feel good. It's outdoors. Tell us about the festival real quick.
You know, the 39th New Jersey Lottery Festival Ballooning is coming up July 29th to 31st at Solberg Airport, as always. We're really excited now that things are clearing up. You know, we had record crowds last year. People had cabin fever. This year, we have 100, up to about 100 hot air balloons, bringing back the New Jersey Lottery Sunny Boy balloon, the unicorn. We have Billy the Kid, which is a very cool cowboy balloon this year. We have a spaceship. We're adding new balloons every day. So we have that tiger. So the unique photo panda is back and one of the favorites. So if you keep checking our, there you go with Sunny Boy. If you keep checking our website at balloonfestival.com, as it shows down below, we're continually adding new shapes. We have one of our best music lineups we've ever had. We're bringing back Lori Berkner at 1:30 on Friday the 29th. She is the Adele of the preschool set. So if you have kids that are 3 to 6, you don't want to miss Lori Berkner. Friday night, as usual, is Balloons, Tunes, and Booms, where we kick off the weekend for the public at 6:30 with a mass ascension, as you see there, of about 100 hot air balloons. At 8 o'clock, we welcome Collective Soul to the stage. Those tickets are going really fast in association with DHA. That's probably going to sell out, so people should get their tickets early. And then, of course, at 9:30, we have our annual fireworks extravaganza. Saturday night, as you see there, we have Todd Rundgren presented by the New Jersey Lottery. Todd, hello, it's me. He's done all kinds of music. He's also produced Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell album and a ton of other stuff. So we're excited about that. And Saturday night, as always, that'll be accompanied by the Balloon Glow, which has become a signature event. Look at that right there. Of the balloon festival. We light up all the balloons like Christmas in July.
Howard, I've been there at night, and to experience a concert and right behind you or next to you or around you is a balloon glow. It is just an amazing event. I encourage everyone to participate, because look at this. This is just beauty.
You know, it's gotten to the point where if I go to an outdoor concert or even an indoor concert, I look around. And if there's no balloons glowing next to the stage, and I don't care what superstar I'm going to see, it just doesn't have the same effect. So that's pretty cool. And then on Sunday, we finish up the weekend with our main acts with Kansas, one of my favorite, Dust in the Wind, Carry On, Wayward Son. It's the third most popular, most played record of all time on classic rock radio. And then this year, we're actually doing something different in Lottery Land. We're making that a true second destination at the festival, or main destination. And we're taking the main stage in Lottery Land, the second stage. Last year we had emerging artists, New Jersey emerging artists. This year we're doing all 8 tribute bands. And that starts with Mini Kiss, which is a personal favorite of mine. They've been on Super Bowl. They are an exact replica of Kiss, just shrunk down. They're little people. We have Led Zeppelin. We have the B Street Band, which is Bruce. We have a tribute to the Spice Girls. So that should be really cool. And that's free all weekend in Lottery Land on the Cash Pop stage.
Yeah, Howard, I remember I went to see ABBA tribute. I mean, they were amazing. I felt like ABBA was on stage with the costume changes. And I think one amazing thing is that people think, you know, they go to like shows, festivals, and the show is like, oh, a little short version of it. No, these are full concerts on stage in front of you. These acts don't go in and go cheap. They just like take advantage of the audience that's there. 90-minute
full show, mini Kiss. Until you've seen these guys in their full costumes with the smoke show, with, you know, all their makeup, all their boots, you know, you haven't lived. And the same with the Spice Girls. So
Howard, yeah, I heard you're gonna dress up as one of the Kiss guys. They come out as a social. Sorry, I didn't mean to reveal that.
Interesting. Well, we can't tell everything here, but interestingly enough, I would tower over them, which I can't say about most people. So maybe I'll be on stage introducing them just so I can get that picture.
So I know people can get tickets. So tell us where they can get tickets and what kind of tickets. There's special VIP. There's the Blue Sky Club. Tell us about that.
Exactly. You know, down below, you see that graphic at balloonfestival.com is our website. Everything's on there. You don't have to leave your house or your computer. GA tickets at this point are like $28. Goes up to $40 come the event. It's $12 right now for kids, it goes up to $15. So it's to your advantage. If you're going to go, you might as well get tickets early and save a bunch of money, up to 33% right now, as a matter of fact. That's for GA tickets. Each of those concerts has VIP tickets attached to it, where you can also get access to the Blue Sky Club. A lot of women love that area. A, it's shaded. It's right by the balloons. There's the view that you get right from those tables. You can almost touch the balloons. But one of the other beautiful things beside the VIP parking right next to that tent is the ability to have VIP executive restrooms with vanities, running water, and it's air conditioned, which at a festival at the end of July comes in pretty handy. So tickets to the concerts include tickets to the festival as well as those amenities. And then we have a cool thing called the Chandon, the Moët Chandon Sunrise Brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 6 to 9, where you can get a Balloony, which is our version of a Bellini, or a Mimosa if you want, made with Chandon, great champagne, sparkling wine, full buffet. You can get pancakes, omelets, you name it. The pancakes are in the shape of a balloon, because why wouldn't they be? You see the balloons right in front of you. That's Saturday and Sunday morning. And on Sunday morning, the 5K race running with the balloons runs right past that brunch. So it's just an extra highlight if you don't have enough things going on. And since I have the attention span of a five-year-old, probably anybody can start a race with a starting pistol. Yeah. We started by shooting a human cannonball, David Smith, my personal favorite, out of a cannon. All these runners are all serious, you know, looking ready to run the 5K on the course, low-impact course that they can sign up for. And then we shoot David out of the cannon. You know, they lighten up, balloons in the background. I've heard rumors, Kaz, after all these years of watching him, you're thinking of volunteering to be shot out of a cannon.
I've gone in a balloon, quite a few of them, but not cannon. But you'd have to give me some special insurance coverage for that one.
We have insurance, and we also have, you know, plenty of Molson Coors products that will loosen you up before you get in that.
Great. Thank you very much. Maybe you can do it first, and I'll follow you. I'll follow you. You do it first, and I'll follow you.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Hey, so speaking of going up in a balloon, that's what it looks like when a balloon ride you can take. So tell us about that. I mean, people can only see the shows, the concerts, the beautiful balloons, but you can actually go up in a balloon, correct?
You can. You know, people tell me it's the most fun you can have standing up. I've been up probably 75 to 100 times and never get tired of it. In today's day and age, when, you know, everything is scheduled, you got to get to the airport for a 9 o'clock flight, you know, you're going to land in your destination at 10:30, whatever time, boom, boom, boom. And there's that noise of the air outside the plane, which isn't the greatest sound. In a balloon, there is no noise because you're going at the speed of the wind. You never know where you're going to land. You never know what direction the wind is going to go in. That's the direction. There's the unicorn. That's the direction you're going to land. You get the permission from a landowner. We give them a scratch-off instant win lottery ticket, which is pretty cool, for permission, as well as a bottle of champagne. And, you know, you can take a balloon ride out in Huntington County any day, and it's pretty spectacular if you drive out Route 78. However, during the festival, if you're in one of those balloons, you know, and you're in the middle, say, there's 50 cool shapes and balloons in front of you, 50 behind you. So you have that experience. And there's also competitions during the day, during each of the five ascensions at 6:30 in the morning and 6:30 at night, where, you know, the pilot is trying to get as close to an X as possible as a hare and hound competition. So you're actually in that balloon watching him maneuver and trying to get, you know, different wind directions at different altitudes. That's Pat Benatar from the past, Andy Grammer. You know, at different altitudes, the wind goes in different directions. So he'll try. There was the Beach Boys. You know, we have more than just hot air out here, certainly. But taking a balloon ride or even a tethered ride is one of the cooler things at the festival. The balloon rides have sold out the last 3 or 4 years in advance. So if people want to get them, they range anywhere from 250 in the morning to, say, 315 on Saturday night, plus the tickets. And, you know, it's so many people tell me it's on their bucket list to take a balloon ride. For people who might be a little squeamish about going up for whatever reason, or going up and away, or don't have the time, or, you know, are more on a fixed budget, for $20, you can take a tethered ride at the festival, go up about 50 feet, look around and get a feel for what that lighted in air experience is all about. So there's a tethered balloon. So
that is beautiful there. That's the glow.
You know, we say you won't believe your skies. Here's the 5K. You can see all these people taking off with the balloon in the background there.
They actually run faster than that, I know, but this is special slow motion.
And, you know, a cool thing, faster. The guy did it 16:30 for a 5K. That's pretty darn good. We also, you know, it's Health and Wellness Day on Sunday, so you just saw some yoga. We have Pilates. We have kids. Amusement rides. Here's somebody
engagements. Engagements.
Girlfriend. So you never know what you're going to see out there. We probably get 15 to 20 people proposing each year. We've had people get married in a balloon. You know, it's the magic of ballooning, and it brings out the kid in everyone. So you never know what you're going to see out there.
So, Howard, how would you describe going up in a balloon? Because you have been up there over 75 times, you said. I've been up there quite a few times also. It is, I just remember it's very quiet up there, except for the, you know, ignition where they hype the height, you know, put the fire on in there and then heat up the balloon mass. But it's amazing. I think whoever not, you know, needs to go because, you know,
people have described it a couple different ways to me, and they do it better than I can describe it. One said it's like you're sleeping and it's a feather floating over the countryside. You know, to me, and I used to live in a high-rise apartment in Edgewater, it's like being on a 16-story balcony, but the land is moving beneath you. You don't have that feeling of movement, but the land is moving beneath you. And out where the festival is in Huntington County, you might fly over a bison ranch, which is a couple miles away. You fly over all the estates, like the Forbes Estate, or horse ranches. You'll see, I've seen foxes, I've seen bison, I've seen, you know, deer, I've seen all kinds of things. So just watching the land go beneath you and then having everybody say, land here and we'll give you this, land here, we'll give you that. Years ago, we had the Energizer Bunny Balloon and we were doing a media event on a Friday morning. You were probably out there.
Yeah.
And people were coming out and say, you know, come here, we'll make you breakfast. And I was like, well, what about the bunny? He needs carrots. And people were coming out with carrots at 6:30 in the morning to feed this 160-foot pink bunny. That other people who might have been hung over were swearing never to drink again, having seen a 160-foot, you know, pink bunny at that hour of the morning. But it's, you know, people come out and chase the balloons. They run after it. When you do land in somebody's backyard after getting their permission, you know, the whole neighborhood, if you're in a cul-de-sac, will come out. Usually the pilot will tether the balloon, let some kids in the balloon, give them a baseball card or a pin. So it's, you know, it's the magic of ballooning. And I know it sounds trite, but it really brings out the kid in everyone. And as I say, you know, you won't believe your skies when you see the sky filled up with 100 balloons. But just talking to you, and we're 106 days out as we're doing this today, I'm getting excited for July 29th to 31st. And it's my, God knows how many, I mean, 29th festival that we've done at Solberg, but when you consider what we've done here and around the world, we did one in Inner Mongolia. I've probably seen, I don't know, hundreds of mass ascensions, and the hair on my arm still sticks up, you know, once those fans start blowing that air into the balloon. And once the propane heats up the balloon, as you mentioned, it's a sight that you don't want to miss. And, you know, I used to, when my son was younger, I would take him to the circus. And first I would look at the three rings, and then I realized, no, I should be looking at the smile on his face, the gleam in his eye. And that's what I do. I love to do when I'm amongst the balloons. I look back at the crowd and I see these kids, and kids from, you know, 2 to 82 with this magic in their eyes when they're watching these great creatures that become 150 feet tall coming out of this little bag that looks like a tent, you know, that you'd have a sleeping bag in. And all of a sudden they're 100 and something feet, all different sizes and shapes. It is something you don't want to miss, Cass.
So, Howard, what are the times at a festival? I mean, you can come out any time, you know, but advantageous is to come out early.
The festival opens on Friday, it's from 1 to 10. On Saturday and Sunday, it's from 6 in the morning till about 10 at night. Sunday, it's about 6 in the morning till about 8 at night. Mm-hmm. But as I tell people, look, this is the end of July. We're in New Jersey. It might get a little hot. We, you know, are the largest summertime balloon and music festival in North America. So there'll be a few folks out there. The smart people who have been there before or want to believe me will come out at 6 in the morning. It's still cool. The sun is coming up over the Cushetunk Mountains. It's a spiritual experience, particularly on Sunday. You know, when you see those, you don't need to go to church. You don't need to go to temple on Saturday. All you got to do is come out there at that hour of the morning while the sun is coming up. There's not as much traffic, and just experience the magic of ballooning at that hour. I can't wait, and I've been doing this for all this time.
No, getting up.
I may buy a ticket myself, yeah. I'm so excited.
It's worth waking up that early and going there because, I mean, morning launch and evening launch are two different experiences, and you should experience them both. But morning, the air is different. It's cooler. There's like a mist sometimes on the ground. It's so magical, like you're almost floating without even going up in a balloon. Where, you know, evening, there's a light change at the end. You get the glow and all that. But it's two different experiences, and each one's going through.
If you have little kids, you're not sleeping anyway. You know, if you're a golfer, you know, you're used to getting up at that hour in the morning. So once a year or twice a year, make a commitment, get up early, and come out and see these magical creatures.
No, magical creatures of all kinds. What kind of feedback, you said, you know, you love to watch the kids, but you must get feedback, emails from family members, from people, first-timers especially, who first time they've ever been to. Because I talk to people and I tell them I'm involved with the Balloon Festival for so many years. And it's that New Jersey Lottery Festival ballooning is so special. And have you ever gone? And some said, well, I did it when my child was small or something. I said, but it's so much larger now. It grows every year. It's bigger. There's more acts, everything.
Cass, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. You know, this is not your grandfather's balloon festival anymore.
Yeah.
When we were just talking to our staff the other day, the difference between when we took it over from Bill Lewis and Malcolm Forbes in 1993. Yeah. Wow, I'm getting old. Yeah. I was 12 when we started doing this.
Yeah.
And now look, maybe 12 plus. But just the amount that we've added to it, just the activations, just the experiential thing. We have a wine company this year, Baroni Fini. It's an Italian Pinot Grigio. Yeah. They have a 30 by 10 exhibit that God knows how much it cost them to build this, and they're going to take it around to the balloon festivals. But you're going to be able to go in the balloon basket. I mean, there's two like 20-foot high wine bottles next to it. You're going to be able to go in the basket, put on virtual reality goggles, being 2022, and take a balloon ride, a virtual balloon ride, over the vineyard in Tuscany where these grapes are grown. Then you take it off. Everybody's going to ooh and ah. You'll be like, wow. And then you're going to get a sample of the wine, and you're going to be able to buy the wine. You'll buy a glass right there on a summer day, a Pinot Grigio from Italy. I mean, what could be better than that?
Well, then you get in line for the tethered flight, and then you get tickets for the real balloon flight. Everything in one day.
I mean, where are you going to get all that in one day? And, you know, for $28, for $40 if you wait until the day of, you know, for a family of four, it's less than $100. Where are you going to get that kind of entertainment? Food from all around the world. You know, beverages, whether it's Molson Coors, Coors Light Sky, which is a great new product, is going to have a 40 by 40 activation that's going to be flip people out. This cash pop stage, you know, there's going to be a giant slot machine that is run by the lottery where you can win money. So, I mean, where else in New Jersey, especially these days with the price of gas, which is obviously crazy. Yeah. So you're not driving to Virginia Beach. You're not driving to Williamsburg or wherever, you know, the Cape. Stay in New Jersey, save the gas money. What a great staycation you can have by just coming out, supporting local vendors, crafters from all around the state. Keep the money here. Support your state. Support the charities. We've raised over $3.1 million from local charities during my 29 years producing the festival. So, I mean, where else do you want to be July 29th to 31st, Kaz?
New Jersey Lottery Festival of Ballooning. Howard, is there only on-site parking? Is there shuttles or anything
to get you in there? You know, we've done off-site parking in the past, but people, you know, even though all the VMBs, the variable message boards that the police are good enough, both state and Reddington and Branchburg police, who have done an unbelievable job with traffic over all these years, you know, with the advent of GPS, people just want to come to the airport. So we have over 100 acres of parking on site. On Saturday and Sunday, we open up what we call the Glenmont lot, which is off of Glenmont and Pulaski Road. And we do have shuttle buses from there, but it is on site. And there's a minimal $10 parking fee. They're right on site, much less than any stadium that you go to, and boom, you're right back at your car after, and you know, it's all well lit. So now there's plenty of parking, and what the police of Reddington, who headed up, have done over the last couple of years in terms of learning traffic flows and getting people off of 7822, 202, 206. Safely there, and more importantly, safely out of there at the end of the night. You know, we're expecting 175,000 of your closest balloonatic friends, and to get them safely in and out is amazing, the job that they've done along with our parking people and the rest of our staff. So
I got to thank them all. I think one of the advantages, if you have small kids, to be able to have a car nearby, you know, for supplies, you know, whatever, for you know, change of clothing, whatever's real easy. You don't have to drag everything around. I mean, there's cooling stations along the way. There's plenty of places to eat, to relax, have fun, magic shows, the rides. I mean, it's everything to keep those kids busy. But it's more than just a fun thing to be busy. They learn things because they can learn about ballooning, about other crafts, about other things. And it's an educational trip. It's a destination. It's entertainment. It's fun. It's like said, everything in a nice, neat little package. And, you know, you have 3 days to experience it if you want to go for a three-day.
Like I said, where else would you want to be July 29th to 31st? You know, we have the New Jersey Monthly Shade Tents. We've got, I can't even describe to you the amount of stuff we have. But we actually just started a TikTok page as well. So you can follow us on social media and you'll see all the newest stuff that we have going on in addition to our website. You know, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram, and now, as of yesterday, as a matter of fact, we have a TikTok page, so you can see cool video from the past, all at NJ Balloon Fest for those social media things. Or you can sign up on the website, and you'll get our newsletter, you'll get discounts, you'll get free special offers. We got 106 days to add some more stuff, so I have more stuff to talk to you about on Media Day, July 29th, on that Friday morning.
Now, follow the social media. We'll put all the links below on YouTube, wherever we post the videos. And balloonfestival.com is where everything is located. And you can go there, buy tickets to all the other social connections, and learn about Howard and the festival. And so much stuff. You should write a book, Howard. You got to do a book, a movie about you. You know, all that stuff is next.
That would be a short movie, not seen by a lot of people. Maybe my son and my wife would watch it. I don't know who else. But
legacy video. You got to do that. You know, it's about all the things you've done. 30 years almost is a huge amount of time. And I'm glad to have you here.
I have to get a few things before these balloon festivals in sports and entertainment. But, you know, what this festival proves with the New Jersey Lottery is anything can happen in Jersey. And it certainly will on the 29th and 31st, Kaz.
You certainly will. So, did you have fun talking again with me, Howard?
Kaz, it's always. How long have we been doing it? I mean, God, back to the Patriot Media days in 1903, I think, with hand cranked camera back there, yeah. Somerset, or whatever that was. But no, we go way back, and you know what, Kaz, seeing you and your license plate in the background there, I know it's a festival after I've spoken, that the festival is coming after I speak to you, Kaz. So always That's a pleasure. Awesome. And I appreciate being on Casual Conversations. I like the spelling.
Thank you very much, Howard. BalloonFestival.com. Listen to, on the audio podcast. When you ride to the Balloon Festival, learn about it on the way. That's one thing you can do. Look it up on Apple, Casual Conversations. And hey, what's that slogan you have again about the Balloon Festival?
More than just hot air. You won't believe your skies. We got all kinds. Love at first flight. Pick any one of these.
I love them all. Love them all. Use them and share them and have fun with it. Thank you very much, Howard. Up and away, as they say, correct?
Up and away. They do say that, my friend.
See you soon. Okay, he's done. He's out. Do, 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 do.